Hello, this is Self-Help for Frightened Liberals. I'm Dr. Mike, coming to you via Rumble with Michael Moore, your favorite podcast. I'm coming to you today with this episode because I've heard from many of you over the past few weeks. You listen to pundits on TV. You read crap on the internet. Over and over, pundits are telling you that Biden is falling behind in the polls. This week, there was a Wall Street Journal poll that said if the election were held today, it would be Trump 46%. Biden, 46%. A tie. Another poll this week from CNN said that Biden's approval rating is now down to 39%. His disapproval rating, 61%. I know, and I heard from so many of you this week, so distraught. How could that be? Another poll said that 52% of the American public believe that Trump accomplished more than Biden during his administration. And yet another poll showed that well over 60% of people calling themselves Democrats said that they did not want Biden to run next year because he was too old. Oh, day after day, his approval rating goes down. Trump gets more people saying they're going to vote for him. How can this be? And I understand it's caused a lot of stress in all of you. A lot of anxiety, a lot of fear. I want you to take a deep breath right now. Just with me, take a deep breath. Okay, now I want you to relax your shoulders. Come on, just relax, just there you go. And now, I need you to close your eyes. Close your eyes, because I'm going to give you a dose of facts. Don't worry, it'll only take a few seconds. Just listen to my voice as I tell you the following. In the CNN poll, where 61% said they disapprove of President Biden, CNN had to admit the next day that 60% of the Americans they polled declared that they were Republicans. So in a poll in what was called a cross-section of the American public, where 60% of the people declared themselves Republicans, 61% in that poll said they disapproved of Joe Biden. Don't open your eyes. I know what you're thinking. Where did that extra 1% come from? Democrats? Independents? Well, whatever. My point is, keep breathing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're being told things to scare you that only 39% approve. How many of you, if you got a call from a pollster, if they asked you about any politician, would just automatically say, I don't approve of them? Come on, you know who you are. It doesn't mean you would vote for the other guy. And as far as them being tied, the American people left the Republicans and their party a long time ago, even before Trump. Now, I've told you on this podcast many times that the vast majority of Americans disagree with virtually everything the Republicans stand for. And that in the 35 years since Daddy Bush was elected, that's 1988, there have been 8 presidential elections since then. And only once in 35 years have the American people given the popular vote to the Republican. That one election in 2004, the Republican candidate for president won by only 100,000 votes. That's it. So in these 35 years, over and over and over again, the American people, your neighbors, have said they want the Republicans out of office, to go away. That's because the overwhelming majority of Americans disagree with them. They agree with the other party. They agree that there is a climate catastrophe afoot right now. They want gun control. They want cleaner air and water. They believe abortion should be legal. They believe in women's rights. You go down the entire list, and the American people take the liberal, progressive position. That's why the Republicans, when they can't gerrymander the election, they lose. Only in a few states can they now win. In the 15 months since the Supreme Court got rid of Roe v. Wade, 14 states have banned abortion. Not 44 states, 14. That's not good, and we will take care of that. But that means that 36 states haven't. That's the America we live in now. This episode, Self-Help for Frightened Liberals. Please stay with me for a few more minutes. I just need to thank the underwriters for this episode. I'll be right back. Thanks, Dr. Mike. This is Michael Moore. And first up, I want to thank our underwriter, Shopify. Rumble listeners have heard me talk about Shopify. They are the commerce platform that has revolutionized millions of businesses, both big and small, from over 170 countries around the world. So if you have an idea to open up your own shop, or maybe you already have one, but you're looking for some help to grow it, check out Shopify. Their whole goal is to make starting, running, and growing your own business very simple and struggle-free. They have POS systems for brick-and-mortar stores, an all-in-one e-commerce platform for online shops. Plus, and this is my favorite part, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way and help you succeed. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/rumble. That's the name here of my podcast, and keep it all in lowercase, rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E. Go to shopify.com/rumble, all lowercase, rumble, to take your business to the next level today. Shopify.com/rumble. And thank you, Shopify, for supporting this podcast and for supporting my voice. And I also want to thank our other underwriter for this episode, another longtime Rumble supporter, and that is Moink. Now, I know a lot of Rumble listeners don't eat meat, but for those that do, if you're anything like me, you like knowing exactly where your meat comes from. And with Moink, you always know that that place is from a small family farm somewhere in America. Moink, as in moo plus oink, Moink, is a meat subscription service that delivers grass-fed and grass-finished beef and lamb, pastured pork and chicken, and sustainable wild-caught Alaskan salmon straight to your door. And I'm telling you, my friends, you can taste the difference. The meat is absolutely delicious, and you can feel good knowing that you're helping independent family farms stay financially independent from big agriculture in the process. You choose the meat delivered in every box, plus you can cancel anytime. So keep American farming going, my friends, by signing up at moinkbox.com/rumble right now. And listeners of this podcast get free ground beef for a year. That's 1 year of the best ground beef that you'll ever taste. But it's all, the offer is only for a limited time. So that's Moink, M-O-I-N-K, moinkbox.com/rumble. Moinkbox.com/rumble. All right. Let's send it back to Dr. Mike. Okay, thank you, Michael, and thank you, underwriters. This is Self-Help for Frightened Liberals, and I'm Dr. Mike. And now I want you to take another deep breath with me. Are you ready? Doesn't that feel good? Now, I'm not saying that Trump couldn't win next year. Here's one way he could win. We, and I don't mean the media, they do a good job of it. We give him too much attention, you and I. We need to stop giving him any attention. We need to quit saying he might win. We have to stop scaring our family and friends and co-workers that the beast is coming back. We have to stop believing that the monster is there. If you have a child and the child is crying and calls out for you in the middle of the night and says, "Mommy, Daddy, there's a monster in the closet." You could talk to your blue in the face if you want to the child and say, "Oh, no, no, monsters don't exist." That will not work. You can try to convince your child that there is no monster in the closet. That won't work. "Yes, there is. Yes, there is. There's a monster. There's a monster in the closet." What is the way to convince the child that there is no monster in the closet? Facts. They're never too young to be told facts. And how do you tell the fact that there's no monster in the closet? You simply go and open the closet door in the bedroom. And you turn the light on and you show them there is no monster. And with their own little eyes, they can see that there is no monster. You just shine a light on it. Now, they're still traumatized. They're still going to have a hard time getting back to sleep. They don't want you to leave the bedroom still because of what they just went through, because they were absolutely certain they heard or they saw a monster in the closet. And so what do? They ask you, can you leave the light on? Can you leave the light on in the closet? And what do you say? Of course. You leave the light on in the closet, and then they can fall asleep as they stare at the closet, still thinking the monster might come back, but there is no monster, and they fall asleep. That's what we have to do with the former president. We have to keep the light on him. And yes, the press and the media have to do their job, and they have to report everything. That's not what I'm telling you not to watch on TV. I'm telling you to stop paying attention to these polls. Trust your own instincts on this. and listen to the facts. How about this fact? In 8 years and 3 months since Trump came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower to announce he was running for president, in that time, over 32 million 17-year-olds turned 18. 32 million young Americans became eligible to vote in the 8 years since 2015 when he came down that escalator. 32 million. And I don't think you need me to tell you. They don't like Trump. They hate him. And they turned out in record numbers in 2016 and 2018 and 2020 and 2022 to try to stop him or any Republican from taking office. They stopped the predicted red wave of 2022. Young people. Not just the 32 million that turned 18 in these 8 years. There are now 135 million millennials and Gen Zers who are eligible to vote in next year's election. That's right. Well over 100 million of a group that will not vote for Trump or for anybody who runs on a platform against women having control over their bodies, and the climate disaster isn't real, that we need more guns. Their whole platform is anti-youth, anti-young adults. And if you count up all the voters eligible next year between the ages of 18 and 35, he's not going to win. Trump is not going to win. It's literally impossible. And you know it. Except because I'm a doctor, I have to give you the science of this. And there is a way that he could win. He could win because we give him too much of our own attention. We keep talking about him. We keep saying he might win. He might come back. We keep trying to scare people we know that Trump. Does somebody need to open the closet and turn the light on for us? My friends, you need to relax. The monster may look like he still exists, but as President of the United States, no. No. You will never see Trump in the Oval Office again. It can only happen if he photoshops himself into his screensaver. Stop being afraid. Stop scaring others. Stop scaring yourselves. Stop scaring me. I'm your doctor. The only way he can win is if you and I fail to do our part. If we fail to organize, if we forget to vote, if we don't go out and canvass door to door, make calls, get creative. I'm going to give you all a prescription right now. You must follow this prescription. You must take this medicine. It's not a pill. You have to do just one thing a week to stop Trump. Join a local group. Participate online. Do anything to build the number of voters that are going to come out next year. Add to those numbers by doing this job. please share this podcast with others, others who need to hear this. We have to support each other. We have to have each other's back. We have to do this together. There's more of us than there are of them. So it would be crazy, wouldn't it, to fail next year, to lose. That's not going to happen. Not as long as we act. Not as long as we have some faith and belief in ourselves. Not as long as we keep the light on in the closet. My friends, thank you for listening to Rumble with Michael Moore today. I'm Dr. Mike. This has been Self-Help for Frightened Liberals. My thanks to my executive producer and editor, Angela Vargas. My thanks to my own doctors, Dr. S and Dr. R, and, well, I could go through all the alphabet. I could go through all the letters of the alphabet, and I'm sure at some point in my life, one of them has treated me, but I'm better now. I'm healthier now. I feel great. And I thank you for participating in this. And whenever possible, listen to this spa music. It really helps to relax you. Yes. Listen. Yes. Yes, that's so good. Thank you, everyone. Be well. Peace and love. Thank you.